Wondering how your mindset affects your life? How to bring more energy into your business and life? Millions of people around the world ask these same questions daily. You are in the right place. Learn practices that will help give your life the meaning and success you've been searching for. Welcome to the Charge Podcast, teaching you how to create habits around real goals every day. Practical life advice from those who made it. Here's your host, Gary Wilbers.
Welcome, Chargers. I'm glad you're back for another great week of a podcast guest. And this week we've got Ben Baker on the podcast. And Ben talked about creating your brand. Your brand is your story. And when you create your story, that creates your brand. He said, get rid of the vision and mission in your companies and instead think about your brand. What is your brand? If you own a company, are you the brand? Is your company the brand? How do you share that story each and every day? And he talked about his latest book that he just launched recently. So you ought to check that out. But Ben has a way, because I know people have a hard time reading their book all the time. But how about listening to the book? Ben, can you give them the opportunity that they can get a free trial on Audible?
Yeah. So for you, the listeners of the Charge Podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service as a sponsor of our podcast. This means that you can get any of the books recommended today for free. To download your free audiobook, go to audibletrial.com/chargepodcast.
Chargers, I hope you take advantage of that opportunity. I get people ask me all the time, how do you read all those books? Well, there's a secret right there. I listen to a lot of books while I'm doing other things. It makes it more practical. I think you're going to truly enjoy what Ben has to share about your brand and creating your brand story. Here's Ben Baker, folks. Welcome, Chargers. We're glad to have you back for another week of the Charge Podcast. I hope you're making it a great week, but this week, we want to share a special guest with you. Storytelling has always been a way of life for Ben Baker. From a young age, he realized that through telling stories, people listened to him, understood him, and engaged. Professionally, this is what he's been doing now for over two decades. He has helped brands tell engaging stories that compel their customers to take action for more than two decades. Whether it is a corporate brand or personal one, Ben believes that being the same as everyone else is a recipe for commoditization. It is only when we understand that makes us unique and value to our specific audience and can communicate to them in ways that they want to listen to us, understand and engage, that's when the magic happens. Ben is the author of Powerful Personal Brands, a hands-on guide to understanding yours, and sits behind the mic each week for the Your Living Brand live show podcast. Ben, it is great to have you. Thanks for joining me today on the Charge Podcast.
You're welcome. We got to shut down that intro of mine. It's getting a little long. The only thing that's missing is the fact that, I wore a gray shirt today. So,
You do a great job, though, and it's going to be an interesting conversation because, I'm going to really kind of get into the personal brand, but also we have a lot of entrepreneurs here. How do they build their brand for their company as we go?
Absolutely.
But before we do that, would you share a little bit about who's Ben Baker? Because I think it's important for my guests first to get to know the guest a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, looking at me personally, I'm a transplanted American. I was born in Minneapolis, moved up to Vancouver, Canada, 1974. So I've been up here for 44 years. I've lived in Seattle. I've lived in LA. I've lived in New York. I've lived in Toronto. I've lived overseas for a few years. But Vancouver's always been home. And, it's a great place to live because, we have, you can go skiing in the mountain in the winter. And then in the afternoon, you can go sailing in the afternoon. So it's a phenomenal place to live. I have a wife. I got 22 years. I've got a 14-year-old son. I'm a golfer. If you don't find me at work, you probably find me on the golf course. And it's great. My son has that passion of mine. So it's great. I love watching him because he's getting to a point right now where he can almost outdrive dad. And you know, there's no sense of pride better than his eyes. And they say that he knocked one 15 yards past me. You know, the joys of youth.
Yeah, they are fortunate on that side. We don't have that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, what you said about me being a storyteller, I've been in sales and marketing 25, 30 years now, and have always come to the realization that people buy from people. You know, relationships are important. And if all you are is just another product with another price, eventually you're going to lose. You know, it's that ability to differentiate. It's that ability to tell a unique story. It's the ability to bring champions on board and have people understand why you are valuable to them. And, you know, that's always been my philosophy, whether it be personal brands or whether it be corporate brands. You know, my philosophy is, who are you valuable to and why? Why should these people care? And that's really my mantra. Why do people care about you? And it's amazing the blank looks that I get back from companies when we first have that conversation. But, you know, that's what it's all about. It's about taking people on that journey.
Well, that's going to be fun to unpack, because I think it doesn't matter, again, like you said, a personal brand. You have a brand if you work for someone, because some of my chargers don't own a business. And this is going to apply to you, but it's also going to apply to you if you have that business and you are running your operation, because it's your brand that really kind of carries you forward. We're going to get into that, but before we do, I've got one question that I ask every guest before we start, and it's my mantra called charge.
Right.
Create habits around real goals every day. I'm always curious from entrepreneurs and people that I interview, what's the habits that you think are habit that has made you most successful in life?
I think the habit that makes me most successful in life is I get up early and I read. You know, I don't read books. You know, I tend to read a lot of articles. I tend to read a lot online. But I spend probably the first 45 minutes to an hour when I'm up in the morning with my head in either, you know, an iPad or my phone, or, you know, with a magazine in my hands. And I'm always reading an article, and it very rarely has something to do directly with what I do. It's about getting a broader scope of the world around me. You know, it might be, you know, about my clients' industries. It might be about, you know, industries that are similar to ours. It might be industries that are dissimilar to ours. And it's just, you know, one or two nuggets that I can find that broaden my scope just that little bit and give me a better understanding of how other people think. And if I take the time and do that every morning, you know, I find that I'm a better person.
Yeah. And that is so huge. If you set and it's your time. That's the thing I love about a morning routine. I kind of call mine my magic morning routine. It's my time. Yeah. And when I don't get that, I just feel like I'm off the rest of the day. And I hear so many people, well, I don't have time to do that. It means setting the alarm earlier. You know, when it goes off, mine goes off at 10 till 5 every morning through the week. Now on the weekends, it doesn't go off at 10 till 5. But through
10 to 6 maybe.
Yeah, that's right. But through the week, I have that time set, and it's your time. Well, let's jump into the brands and really talk about how they can. And I'll be honest, I had a different question, but because you have it up there and you kind of framed it up already some, but right behind you, it says, because I see Ben on video, it says, what's your story?
Yeah.
Share with me, what do you mean by that?
Well, whether it's your personal brand or your corporate brand, every brand has a story. I'm a big believer in my reason right now is to get every company, get rid of their vision and mission statement and tell a brand story instead. The problem is people have these vision and mission statements that are 6 words long, you know, that they agonized over every syllable, and nobody remembers them and nobody lives them and nobody, you know, nobody understands what they're all about. And, you know, when you don't have something that people can grab onto and think about, you know, it's useless. I'd much rather you as a company have a brand story. So this is where we came from. This is where we are. This is where we're going. This is what we believe in. These are who our customers are. And it doesn't have to be long and intricate, but it's got to be something that your staff and your customers can grab onto and believe in. It has to be authentic, and it has to, you know, draw people in and compel them to want to do business with you. It's got to tell what makes you unique. Because if you can do that, you're going to engage your staff, and you're going to, you know, get your staff to believe in who you are and what you do, and you're going to get out of that 18-month, you know, millennial cycle of having to rehire every 18 months, because people are going to actually believe in your company and want to stick around. Your customers are going to tell your story for you because they love you to begin with. And now they've got a story that they can hook onto and say, you know what? I deal with Ben. He's great. You know, he keeps me from being a commodity. It allows me to be a brand worth loving. And this is how he does it. And, you know, when you do that sort of thing, you know, you're building a marketing machine that you're not paying for.
That is so true. And what do we remember? We remember stories.
Yeah.
We don't remember slogans. I mean, if we've marketed that slogan and that's part of our brand, we remember it. But if it's a slogan that comes out one time, we're not going to remember what that is. And think for ourselves. You know, we talked about that. Personally, you have a brand that you're sharing out to the world each and every day. You know, one that I believe in is I believe in a positive culture. You know, I just wrote a book called Positive Culture Wins in Business and Life. Mm-hmm. And one of my kind of taglines I'm working on right now as kind of part of my branding is your positive culture mentor. And I'm going to have my story go with that because today it's not normal to be positive in the world. You know, everybody right. wants to go negative. And how can you share that with the go? Now, you wrote a book that kind of recently came out.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that book and kind of the, you kind of took a unique stand of how you kind of share in the book because you're sharing some of those examples of how people can actually do it, right?
Yeah, it's interesting. The book came from a set of experiences. I believe in mentoring. I believe that giving back is you know, what every business owner should do. Every businessman, in fact, every employee, you know, should find somebody that they can mentor and be able to help because everybody needs a helping hand. Everybody needs somebody that they can get advice from. And if you can be that person who can help somebody make their life a little bit better, you elevate the water for everybody. You know, rise the boats. So I do a lot of work at the different universities and I do some lecturing. I do some keynote addresses. I do, we do workshops with a lot of people and I do one on networking and I do one on presentation skills and on interview skills. And I realized a lot of these kids are terrible at it. They really are. I mean, and it's not their own fault. No one's taught it. It's not something that's taught in universities. And when you ask these kids, tell me a bit about yourself, all they can do is tell you, well, I got this grade in this class and I went through this program, but there's no personality attached to it. And that's where I really wrote the book. And I went, all right, there's leaders, there's sales teams, there's people entering and re-entering the workforce. All of these people have one common need. They need to be able to sell themselves. They need to be able to show their value to a specific audience and be able to communicate it in a way that these people listen, understand, and see value in it. And that was the impetus of the book. And what I did is I took a series of situations and I said, who are the top three people that influenced your life and why? And I wrote a chapter about that. And these are the three people that influenced my life. And these are why these people influenced my life. And at the end of that chapter, I wrote a book. So who are the people that influenced your life and why? And I've left three pages of blank space. So there's room for you at the end of most of these chapters to actually do some introspection and to actually think about it yourself and sit there and say, okay, these are the things that make up my brand. These are the things that I believe in. These are the things I don't believe in. These are the things that, you know, that work for me, things that don't work for me. And to be able to articulate it by writing it down. Because if you write it down, it's real.
Yeah, and you really start to discover yourself, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, and you start to discover what is important to you because really that's the key. Kind of play off of my side of it, and we'll just kind of use that example as we go, is this positive culture. I was working on a local issue, and of course it was a use tax issue that I was sharing with people. And of course, the negative that came out, and I'll be honest, I'm not around negative people that often.
Yeah.
And I kind of try to shield myself from that because I won't listen to the everyday media and everything that's out there because I've made that conscious decision. If I want to be positive, I've got to be around more positive people. And it was just kind of interesting. Through that cycle, I really felt the negative attacks, and I was like, I didn't like it. So, you know, if you're discovering what your brand is, you're going to discover the things you like and the things that you dislike, and you're able to then move forward to be able to share that. If someone is doing that, of course, influence is one way. What's some other strategies that they can do to really define what their brand is?
I think it's defining your brand is how you show up. You know, you can say whatever you want in your life, but until you actually act it out and you actually do it, it's not real. Perfect example, and we'll take a corporate example as one, is that people say, I want to be number one in customer service. We're number one in customer service. And guess what? You wait on their phone lines for half an hour on hold with that obnoxious music going, you're important to us. We will be with you in less than 3 minutes or whatever. And, you know, and you just wait and you wait and you wait. Or you finally get to the customer service person and then they pass you on to somebody else. And the person that you get passed on to has absolutely no idea what the issue is. So you're having to retell your story over and over and over again. You know, so it's building a culture that is authentic and with your brand. If you take 30 minutes to answer the phone every single time, don't tell people that customer service is number one. Be the brand that you are. You know, say these are the things that we can do. These are the things that we can't do. And, you know, focus on the things that you do well and say, this is our brand promise. You know, but as soon as you start making promises of things that you can't keep, your brand is inauthentic and you've lost trust, and that's personal or business.
Right. So if you want to build it, you have to really discover what that is. Is there some, I know through the workshop setting, you go through this in a detailed format to be able to share with them, but how would someone discover what their brand is if they're sitting there? I mean, it's through the stories, but how do they kind of bring that out? Because small business owner now, my worry is they're listening and they say, how do I now find what that is?
Exactly.
For our company.
You know what? As a brand, you need to sit there and say, what do we do as a core, as a business? What do we really do? What are we really good at? You know, who are the customers that we serve and why do they care? And go out there and ask your clients. Don't be afraid of it. You know, take the time, take your clients for lunch, you know, bring them in for a focus meeting, buy them pizza, do whatever you need to do. But bring your customers together in a group and sit there and say, guys, we're really interested. We want to know, what do we do well? What don't we do well? What can we do better? You know, take the time, listen to your salespeople. You know, your salespeople are out there listening to your clients day in and day out. Nobody knows your customers better than the people that are out there in front of them every day. You know, yes, there's bots. Yes, there's artificial intelligence, all the social media listening of that, everything. But if you're not gathering the data and making sense of it, it's useless. You know, people sit there and they collect all this data on their clients. But if they're not asking intelligent questions, if they're not diving into that information and actually trying to figure out what does this mean for us, you know, all it is ones and zeros. It's getting to that point where you need to get granular and you need to be honest with yourself, and you don't, you know, stop trying to blow smoke, you know, for yourself. You know, if you've got a problem, if there is an issue, deal with it. You know, don't just try to band-aid it, because your customers still see it as a problem, even if you don't. And they're the ones that are paying the bills.
Yeah. Exactly. And I think it's so true, because so many people get stuck. They think they're buying their product or service.
Yeah.
They're not buying your product and service. If you're in heating and cooling, they're not buying the product and service. They're buying the solution.
Yeah.
They're buying, it's freaking hot outside. I want to come into my house and be comfortable.
Yeah, that's right.
And then
if you're bleeding, nobody cares that your Band-Aid comes in 17 different colors. They want to know that it stops the blood.
Yeah. So how can they, once they discover some of that, number one, I love your concept of interviewing your people. It can be as easy as coffee shop visits, you know, yeah. Sitting down with them to truly understand what comes there. Or like you said, as a focus group, really understanding what is those products and services, what are they doing for them? Because then you're able to say, okay, now how do I tell that story?
Yeah.
And everything you read, it doesn't matter who you follow. It's about story today, about sharing that message. And if you watch advertising and if you watch it close, the people that's doing it really well, they're
telling a story. They are telling a story. And, you know, the key thing is being consistent. You need to be consistent. You need to make sure that whether you're on your LinkedIn, your Facebook, your Twitter, your direct mail, your email newsletter, your promotional marketing, your guerrilla marketing, your trade show development, everywhere and everywhere that you are, you're telling a consistent story. And you need to empower your staff to know what that story is and give them the tools to tell that story. Nothing is more powerful than when people tell your story for you. You know, your brand marketing is a phenomenal company. Doesn't mean anything coming from me. Gary, you know, if you were a client and you were out there saying that, you know what, you got to deal with your brand marketing. They do this, they do this, they do this, they do this. Way more powerful than if I'm telling the story myself. You know, because there's a level of trust. And the level of trust is coming from somebody who's not being paid to tell that story. And that's just it. You know, is building those building blocks to allow other people to tell your story for you.
Well, and as you said, you know, when we build it across platforms and we stay the same and we're authentic in that, then people can, you know, the old words, know, like, and trust you.
Yeah.
Because that's what we're trying to build as a brand is know, like, and trust. Because if they know you, number one, they'll think of you when you're purchasing. And today with the internet, you know, a lot of things are changing. You have to have a strong brand because you can be in a community. And I have retailers that have this challenge and they're not going to think about you because they just go to the internet because of why they've built a brand easy. Right. So if we're a local retailer, we've got to realize what are we going to do to overcome that? Because marketing has changed the last, I won't even say 10 years, the last 5 years it's changed. And we've got to, as local retailers, realize that we've got to change along with the times.
Yeah. Amazon has succeeded the way it has, not because you can buy everything and anything in one location. It's because you can buy everything and everything in one location easily. They have made all the points of entry, all the points of purchasing, all the points of returning product, customer service, all that kind of stuff. They've made it simple. And when they remove the pain points from people, that's why they're successful. And that's why you need to understand, this is my differentiating factor. This is what makes me different from my competition, whether you're selling hammers or you're selling luxury automobiles or jets. You know, there is always a choice. There is always somebody else out there that sells something similar to what you do. It's, why do people want to buy from us? You know, why do people care about us? And if you keep going back to that and keep that question constantly running through your mind, you'll probably succeed.
I would tell the business owners that are listening right now, I would write those two questions down and I would start asking your customers those questions. Why do you do business with us? What could we do better?
Yeah.
And then keep asking. Don't ask one or two or even five or 10. Get you where you get a good segment of your customer base. You know, if you're a small group and you've got 100 customers, then try to get 20 or 25 of them.
Try to get 50.
50, yeah. So you know what it is, because when you hone in on that, you're going to really be able to create the brand story that you're wanting for your company, and they're going to be able to follow you, and you're going to grow that base from 100 to 200 or whatever number that it is that you're trying to reach. So I'm very practical on the podcast, Ben, and you've given lots of advice, but my worry is they've heard all these things. How do I start? Give them that 1, 2, 3, whatever it is that you think. You know, you said definitely survey. They've got a survey and they've got to ask the questions. But when I get the survey, I'm afraid, what do I then do to move next? And of course, part of it is you check out his book, and we're going to give you the link to how to get the Ben's book at the end of the story. That's one way. But even if you're not interested in that, Ben wants to share with you how, because he's, just like he said, by him sharing his story, his message with us today? What is he doing for his company right now? You're branding yourself.
Absolutely. You know, and that's just the thing is once, you know, there's three different steps. The first step, we call it insight and discovery or just find, you know, the discovery stage. You need to find out where you are today. What's the line in the sand today? You know, where are we? You know, where are we with our customers? Are we happy with where we are? Are we telling the right story? Is our brand relevant? You know, it's really diving down and being honest with yourself. You know, do my employees understand my brand story? And, you know, we've taken people and what we've done is we've taken the C-suite, the managers, and for lack of a better word, the worker bees, you know, please excuse the phrase, but, you know, it works in this particular case. And we've put them in three separate rooms and we've run them through the same, you know, scenario. And what it was is tell me the story of your brand. Tell me what you do, why you do it, who you do it for, all those type of questions. And we write it all down. And then we bring people together and we bring the sheets of paper and we put them side by side. Well, 9 times out of 10, the story that one group is telling is not the same story that the other group is telling. And that's your telltale sign that you got a problem. Yeah, that's your telltale sign. And the bigger the organization, the harder it is to tell a consistent story. I'm not going to lie to you. You know, it takes work, it takes effort, and it takes consistency. But whether you're a group of 10 or 5 or 50 or 100 or 1,000, that's where you need to start. You need to sit there and say, does everybody get what we do? You know, does everybody understand this is the business that we're in? These are the customers we serve. This is why we serve them. This is the value that we have to them. If you can't answer those questions, that's where you start. Once you can start answering those questions, then you can start building a brand. Then you can start creating the opportunity and forget about the logo. The logo is the last thing in the world you're going to create. Think of your logo as your placeholder. It is that icon that reminds people of who you are when you're not in the room. It's important. It's important to get it right because it does tell a story, but all it is a placeholder. That is not your brand. Your brand is what people think about you when you're not in the room. You know, Jeff Bezos, I think that's a Jeff Bezos from Amazon exact quote, but you know, don't quote me exactly, but it's, well, how do people think about you when you're not there to defend yourself? That's your brand.
Yes.
And, you know, that's what you need to get out there. And you need to sit there and say, this is what we want people to think. This is where we're going. This is what we believe in. Now let's start telling that story. And that story needs to be consistent. And you need to make sure, first and foremost, that your staff understand that. Because if your staff don't get it, they can't tell it to your customers. And you can't build your customers for that because your staff need to say, these are the type of customers we want. These are the people that are our golden people. These are the people that are profitable for us. These are the people whose problems we can solve. These are the problems that are going to be champion, people that are going to be champions of our brand. Okay, let's go out looking for those people. And if everybody in the company has that in mind, it's a lot easier to find those people and to treat them well and to bring them on board once you have it. Then you start looking at, you know, when you're dealing with your marketing, you need to be listening. Too many people go out there and they blast the social media. They put all of this, you know, effort out there in getting their word out, but they don't listen. You know, how many social media channels where you send out a message and you never go back and you check to see who are the people that commented on it? It's the comments that are gold. The comments are absolutely gold. The likes, yeah, okay, that's a vanity metric. The real gold is the comments, whether they're positive or negative. Because a negative comment tells you, wait a second here, I need to be paying attention to this. Because if one person says it, maybe 1,000 people are thinking it. And it gives you a place that you can improve. But you need to respond to all your comments, good, bad, ugly. And you need to do so in a way that helps people understand why you care about them. Because if you don't care about them, you shouldn't be in business.
Yeah, some great advice there, and kind of he's walked you through the three steps to do, and the pieces, kind of how I defined them, Ben, was your insights and your discoveries. So that's really finding out what are your customers saying, not what you're saying, what your customers are saying. And then I got where you're creating your brand and your story, you know, the things that really making sure first staff understands.
Yeah.
So the message that you're sharing, it's across the board. Everyone is sharing the same message, because if your advertising is saying one thing, but when they walk in, just like you mentioned very early on in the customer service, we're great at customer service, but when they walk in our store, no one greets them, no one does anything. I mean, that's a missed message that is there. And then I love what you talk about as you start really marketing. Are you listening to the marketing that you're putting out there?
Yeah.
And, you know, all platforms, again, you know, that you're starting to put out there, are you really gaining what's positive from it? What is negative? But learn from the negative. Negative is not, instead, it's like learn from it and move forward. Man, there's a lot of information we could unpack here. We're running into that time crunch that we always do with all of our podcast guests. But
no
I just
problem.
Really appreciate you sharing those, how you're personal brand. And one thing is, if you're sitting here because we got into the business side of it, you can unpack those same type of things that we just spoke about personally.
Absolutely. Because
you have a personal brand, you have a story. If you have a family, you can unpack, okay, what's the insights and discovery from your family? What is then, how are you creating your brand story? Does everyone share the same message of the type of family that we're trying to create? And then ultimately, no, you're not out there marketing, but you're out there living.
Right.
So are you living true? You know, it's easy for dads and parents to say, you know, we want this in our family. You know, our family comes first. And then if there's a golf outing to go to, sorry, Ben had to use your example there. There's a golf outing to go to. That bit's put to the sideline because I like to play golf too much. And I'm not saying, I know Ben doesn't do that, but family's got to come first. Then you have to follow it up.
Absolutely. Or the fact that you make your kids wear helmets when you go out for a bike ride and you don't wear yours.
Ah, great example. Yeah. So many little pieces that they catch on to each and every time. I saw a story recently, and it was showing a father, and it was talking about, you know, we value our values, you know, within our family. And the goes up, and the kid was 5 years old or 6 years old, but they were free 1 through 5, or, you know, up to 5 years old. And right there was a moment for that dad. And instead, the dad got the couple bucks out that it cost at 6. And the other guy on the other side said, oh, he could have went for 5 years old. I would have never known.
Yeah.
He said, but my son would have known.
Absolutely.
That difference. And all those pieces that we're sharing, that's brand. You know,
yeah.
You tell your kids to be honest, you have to do the same thing. So
exactly.
That's all that branding. Great story and great example. I want to share some, I ask every question guest about Recharge Round, about some questions. And I know you've got a feeling on these too, but appreciate you really sharing with the Chargers, because some great information there. Share with me first on the first question is, how do you believe your mindset affects your daily life?
You know what? It absolutely does. If you believe you can, you can. If you believe you can't, you're also right. You know, so, you know, whatever you believe is probably true. So if you walk around with a negative attitude, that's what you're going to get.
Chargers, I hope you heard that, because that's what we talk about all the time. You can do whatever you set your mind to. If you've been in that negative situation, you can change it. It takes a lot of work, but you're able to do that. What do you do daily to bring energy into your life?
You know what, I try, and I don't do it every day, but I try every day to go for a walk. I live in a great neighborhood, you know, where we have a beautiful place where we can go for a walk along a dike by a river every day. And if I can do that, it allows me to clear my head and allows me to refocus.
So it's finding the little pieces that fit for you each and every day. Who's a connection that's made the biggest impact on your life?
You know what? I would say that my dad did, you know, for entrepreneur. My dad was always an entrepreneur. You know, he succeeded, he failed, he succeeded again. And, you know, it's realizing from him that it's not about the failures, it's about what you learn from them and how you move forward from there.
Excellent. What advice has influenced you the most in your life?
The most advice that influenced me is whatever it takes. You know, it's do what it takes to take care of the customer. And if you take care of the customer will take care of you.
Excellent advice. Again, last question. Share in one sentence. What legacy do you want to leave the world?
I want to make the world a little bit better than where I brought it. I want to educate people. My thing is the more I can educate people, the more I can give people the gift of knowledge, the better off the world will be. I can't change the world, but hopefully I can change my little corner of it.
Excellent. Well, you have definitely changed the world by joining our podcast and sharing your story that really lets us realize we have to share our story, Ben. And I just am so thankful for you giving of your time and saying yes, and up there in Canada and Vancouver. And I can't wait to get to Vancouver someday. And when I do, I'll look you up and
absolutely. Lunch is on me.
Give me a tour. And yeah, lunch is on you. I'm coming right away then.
There we go.
No matter what the airfare is. But before we leave, I want you to be able to leave a parting piece of advice or guidance that you have or something that you'd like to share. But also, let's leave how my listeners can touch base with you, and maybe they're interested in that book or they want to check out your website or how they can connect with you.
Yeah. The website to go to is powerfulpersonalbrands.com with an S on the end of it. Powerfulpersonalbrands.com. That will take you directly to the page where you can download a free chapter of my book. It will also tell you where you can buy it on Amazon at the time. And what that does, it links back to the rest of my websites. So people can find everything about me by going to powerfulpersonalbrands.com. So, you know, download a free chapter. You're welcome to it. I figure that you might find that valuable.
Well, thanks for offering that to our guest. Is there anything that you'd like to leave them as before we wrap up?
You know what? I want to say thank you to you, Gary. And I want to thank you for the Chargers for having me on the show. But most of all, what I want to say is be authentic. Don't be more authentic or less authentic. Be authentic. It's not a sliding scale. You either are who you are or you're not.
What great advice. Chargers, I hope you've truly enjoyed the podcast today. And I'm going to leave you with this thought. What's your story? Go out and develop that story and be that authentic person that you are each and every day. And I appreciate you joining the Charge Podcast. Please like and share it, but let others know about the podcast. That's how we're able to keep growing it. Remember, all the show notes will be at chargepodcast.com. So check that out, and we will see you back here next week. Make it a great day. Thanks for joining us. Chargers, how'd you like that? To learn about your brand and how to create your story. I truly appreciate Ben sharing the information that he shared with us today that makes a difference each and every day. Ben, what do you think your brand is?
Well, I mean, I personally have my own brand of myself, and you know, anything that I do and everything that I put out on social media or anybody that I meet with.
I think that's the key, is we forget sometimes that we're a brand, even if we're not promoting or advertising, because what we share with others, that becomes part of our brand. So I hope you enjoyed the podcast. I want you to come back here next week, right here at thechargepodcast.com. Thanks for joining us. Make it a great day.
This podcast is ended, but your life doesn't just stop. To continue your inspiring journey, head over to chargepodcast.com and access all the tools and resources mentioned on today's show. If you enjoyed this episode, consider sharing with somebody who may also benefit from the advice provided. That's chargepodcast.com. Until next time, charge in business and life.